This is JIS News. Coming up, Health Ministry to implement program for the reduction of maternal and child mortality, Jamaicans in Canada to invest in stock exchange come April 1, and Minister Pickersgill to tour Port Antonio water and sewage project. The news in detail after the break.
The blood bank is always in need of blood. Give generously. The blood you give today may save your life tomorrow.
Now the news. Co-chair of the Economic Program Oversight Committee, Richard Biles, is projecting a return to growth for the gross domestic product GDP during the last quarter of 2014, following the negative growth recorded for the July to September quarter. The Statistical Institute of Jamaica, Statin, reported last year that the economy contracted by 1.4% during the July to September review period, due largely to the effects of drought conditions. Mr. Biles, however, says he expects that the economy would have rebounded during the October to December quarter.
So I expect that agriculture will rebound and make a good contribution to GDP growth. I expect also that the strong tourism performance we have been seeing would have continued into the December quarter also. Importantly, I expect that the pass-through of the lower oil prices will have an impact on purchasing power, and that itself would stir a little bit more GDP activity.
Mr. Biles was speaking at the monthly Economic Program Oversight Committee press briefing Tuesday. Come April 1, Jamaicans residing in Canada will be able to participate in trading and other related activities on the local stock exchange. This as the Jamaica Stock Exchange, JSE, is set to receive authorization from the Canadian administration, which will facilitate this arrangement via the internet for the over 300,000 persons of Jamaican descent and origin residing in Canada.
So it means, therefore, that Jamaicans who are looking for outlets to invest, to buy shares, to buy stocks, to own companies that are traded on our stock exchange can do so from that particular location.
State Minister for Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade Arnaldo Brown, addressing Monday's launch of the Jamaica Association for the Resettlement of Returning Residents website at the Jamaica Conference Center in downtown Kingston. Minister Brown adds that the arrangement will also afford native Canadians the opportunity to participate in the local stock market, enabling them to receive tax credits in Canada. The Minister of Health is seeking to identify suitable firms to provide design services for the establishment of high dependency units, HDUs, in hospitals across Jamaica. The HDUs will be used in the implementation of the Ministry's Program for the Reduction of Maternal and Child Mortality, PROMAC. Director of Family Health Services and PROMAC Coordinator Dr. Simone Spence is urging interested firms to submit applications to the Ministry of Health before January 23.
We are now putting out requests for information for interested architectural firms to provide design services for these high dependency units, as well as for primary health care sites. And so we're asking and appealing to those firms who are interested to email their applications to the email address that is stated in the ad that is presented with their profiles. The deadline for this application to be submitted is January 23rd.
Applications should be submitted to spence@moh.gov.jm or ssspence2014@gmail.com. The government launched the PROMAC initiative in July 2014. The $3.3 billion initiative is funded by the European Union and seeks to improve maternal and child health care in Jamaica. And Minister of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change Robert Pickersgill is to examine the progress of works under the $1.83 billion Port Antonio Water, Sewage and Drainage Project during a tour of the Portland capital on Wednesday. He will be accompanied by Minister of State Ian Hales, as well as the members of Parliament for the parish and representatives from the local authority, National Works Agency and non-government organizations. The tour comes against public complaints about the state of the main areas of Port Antonio, including disruption to traffic due to the pipeline works being undertaken. The project being undertaken by the National Water Commission, NWC, is aimed at addressing water supply deficiencies in Port Antonio and adjoining communities while providing supporting wastewater and drainage systems and services. The 18-month Port Antonio Water Supply Sewage and Drainage Project is being financed by the Inter-American Development Bank and the NWC through the K-Factor program and is scheduled for completion in March 2015. That was the JIS News. I'm Arroyo Eubanks.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.